It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are working to finalize a one-time COVID relief package that's worth about $700 million. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Democratic leaders say they have Republican support on a lot of the ideas. The state can fund the package because of budget cuts that went deeper than necessary and an economy that is doing better than expected during the pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Steve Fenberg says these one-time funds are different from whatever federal stimulus money Colorado receives.
It's going to be infrastructure investment, housing, food security.
Fenberg says the total dollar amount will likely be finalized later this month after the state's next revenue forecast. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver City Council has unanimously approved a revamp of the city's 16th Street Mall. It will cost $149 million. Some of the key projects include widening sidewalks and replacing damaged pavement, which cost taxpayers more than $1 million in repairs each year. The work on the mall, which was designed by the architect I.M. Pate, is expected to last through 2024. A San Miguel County commissioner provided a local's perspective on Congress on oil and gas leasing. Commissioner Hillary Cooper says under the current system, companies purchase leases at low rates and pay taxpayers low, outdated royalty rates. And the trade-off isn't always worth it.
When an acre of public land is under lease, we, the public, have no access, and the land is no longer managed for multi-use.
Cooper testified at a House subcommittee hearing Tuesday in support of bills aimed at modernizing energy development laws, including one offered by Colorado Congresswoman Diana DeGette on methane capture. Republicans on the panel argued the bills will jeopardize energy jobs and add unnecessary regulations. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.